This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and as always, I'm so glad you guys decided to join with me today. And guess what? My new book came out. My new monthly book came out, and this is accompanied by a workbook. So I'm really thrilled. It's actually called Beliefs Make You or Break You, because I really wanted to put that idea out there for people to begin to really study their beliefs, understand if their beliefs are healthy or unhealthy. And I dive in deep to really begin to show you exactly what beliefs really can do to you, to harm you, and what beliefs can do to help you. And I think the main thing people don't realize is belief systems can actually be very harmful and deadly to yourself and to other people, unless you understand how to analyze your beliefs to really know if they're God beliefs. And so I would highly recommend all of you guys to go to identitynetwork.net, and on the front page you will see the beliefs book and workbook as a combo. So I'm so thrilled. And once again, as always, if you guys have not joined the Book of the Month program, I would say join it right now, because once again, those who are on the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club get the workbook free of charge, and they get free shipping on the book. They get the ebooks free as well. So you're missing out, folks. I'm telling you, you're missing out if you're not on the book club. So order that today or get on the book club. So I'm excited. Today's a beautiful day outside. It is hot. My goodness, it is like 90 degrees today outside here in Birmingham, Alabama, and it is just really hot. So I'll be glad when a little bit of cool weather begins to come a little bit now. I love fall. I love spring. Those are my favorite times of the years in Alabama, because it's perfect temperature that you need. So I hope everyone's doing great today. I really do. So I want to talk to you guys today about basically planting seeds for your tomorrow. Planting seeds for your tomorrow. You know, I think a lot of times people I've spoke with through life coaching sessions, through just basically in conferences and just those I've met on the street, a lot of them who seem down, depressed, maybe my life is not going too good right now, things are just sort of piling up on me, Jeremy, we never stop to realize that law of attraction, first and foremost, is real. You know, scriptures are real. There's universal principles that God has established in the universe that are real. And because of that, we have to realize that even though our today might not be going too good, maybe you've looked and you said, man, I've had a really bad month. Like, it's been really horrific. It's just been, everything has just happened. Anything that could happen has just happened. And I'm just like fed up with it. So I'm going to sit back and just wait. I'm going to sit back and just wait on something to turn out. Maybe it'll get better tomorrow. Let me explain this to you. It's actually not going to get any better for you. That's not being negative. I'm saying that to say you've got to remember, even in the hard times of your life, you've got to learn to be strategic, because there's a universal principle of sowing and reaping. It's interesting how Buddhism even calls it karma, because if you think about it, you think pretty much the same thing. What you put out there comes back to you. You know, so above, so below. So the idea is realizing that what you put out there, no matter what it is you're doing in that moment, it's going to come back in the same form. And so you want to be able to realize, I've got to strategize. The Bible says in Genesis, it says that as long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest. Excuse me. And knowing that, we have to remember that during this time of our lives here on planet Earth, that whatever it is that we plant, we will reap that back. You plant an apple seed, you're going to get a tree of apples. You plant an orange, you're going to get some oranges back. Are you with me? No matter what you put out there, you put love, you're going to get love back. Now, law of attraction plays a dynamic, powerful role in all this as well. Because the way that God has established the universe is amazing to me, because He set into motion to where what you put out there comes back to you, because you reap what you sow. But law of attraction helps out, because you want to be able to put your intention behind the seed you're planting, correct? And it's very important you understand that, because the moment you sit here and you say, man, today is horrible, this month has been bad, I'm going to just sleep it off. I'm going to just go home and just bury my head under the covers and maybe tomorrow will be better. Here's what you have to remember. Your today that has been bad for you, this month that has been bad for you, has obviously come back to bite you by some other means that somewhere in your life you planted. Because everything in this entire universe, it's fascinating to me to know that from the Bible point of view, when it says, as long as this earth is here, there's going to be seed time and harvest. In other words, as long as this earth is here, there's constantly a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week rotation of you put out there, you get it back. You put out there, you get it back. I mean, it's a known fact. And it's interesting to me that even every single other religion on planet Earth besides Christianity recognizes that. I mean, how cool is that? How many times do we have to really pay attention to the fact that every religion even dares to even go a step further to talk about positivity? I mean, think about it. You have every religion that deals with some type of think positive, be happy, the joy of the Lord your strength. Whatever it is when it deals with positivity, it's out there in every single culture, every single religion, every single language. And every single culture and religion on planet Earth also pushes the notion that, hey, you know what? If you do this to somebody else, it's going to come back to bite you. You plant this seed, it's going to grow your harvest. You know, hey, you know, there's an old saying, I won't say it, but it's, you know, it says karma is a, you know, and it uses the B word, B-I-T-C-H. And karma, and you hear that a lot, and people laugh about it, you know. But the truth is, it is. Because whatever you put out there, it's going to come back to get you. And you want to be able to make sure that even in your hard time, and if your month is just really going bad, don't go home and bury your head in the sand. You have to remember that you plant seeds today, even if there was no tomorrow. Why? Because the fact there is a tomorrow. And the more you seeds that you do plant, what happens is, you're guaranteed that tomorrow will be better for you. So this month that's been really horrific for you, it's been horrible. Guess what? If it's been bad for you, remember, these are plants that have sprung up and weeds that have sprung up from some of the seeds you planted somewhere in your life. I would even go and as far as even say it had to be obviously the past couple of seasons of your life. We're talking about spiritual seasons of your life. Which means that whatever it is somewhere down the road in the past that you actually planted seeds maybe of wrongdoing towards other people, maybe you lied on somebody else, maybe you really just cheated somebody else out of their money or cheated them out of their love, or maybe you used their hearts and sort of, you know, the old saying as far as like, you know, you took my heart and stomped on it. Well, maybe you did that to somebody. But you have to remember that everything in this world is rotating around asking. You know, here's how I look at it. I look at the universe this way, that God established everything in creation to constantly say, hey, Jeremy, what are you putting out there today? Hey, Jeremy, what are you putting out today? And then all of a sudden, simultaneously, the universe is also looking at me saying, hey, this is today, you know, what you planted yesterday. Hey, today I'm giving you what you planted a couple years ago. Hey, today I'm giving you what you planted 6 months ago. Because that's how this great creation, this universe, it actually works. And so knowing that, we have to begin to understand that, look, if I'm having a bad month, it has to be. And here's the thing I don't want, always like to do. I'm not a devil person. Everyone that knows me knows I'm not a devil person, a sin person. You know, the devil made me do it. Oh, the devil's attacking me this month. You know, I'm like, you know what? Here's the key thing, okay? Here's the key thing. I don't have time for you to talk about some devil. What I do have time to talk about is taking up responsibility for your own actions. What I have time to talk about is talking about the maturity that you had needing or to get into, because you understand the powerful process that God Almighty has sent into the universe to say, you know what, if you're going through a hard time, it's because you sowed the seeds. It's because you sowed the seeds and now you're reaping it back. And the Bible makes it plain from Genesis to even in the New Testament, you know, where it says, you know, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And that doesn't mean just a positive thing. What, you know, give and it shall be given. What you give out there, what you put out there to somebody in a negative way, it's going to be given back to you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and even running over. So you have to realize this is not just about some positive thinking verse when it says, hey, give and it shall be given. It's letting you know what you put out there, what you give, it's going to come back and really bite you, because it's going to be given good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and even running over. How many of you have had a shaken up month this month? It's just been horrific because everything's just shaken and you feel like it's just so overwhelming. Think about this. How many of you said, oh my gosh, everything's is just overwhelming me right now? Overwhelming also is synonymous with overflowing. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's synonymous with running over. Hello. So when you feel overwhelmed, I can't take it anymore, everything's going crazy, you know? The old saying, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. I've never understood that phrase. It's sort of a funny phrase to me because it makes no sense, but I've heard people say that before, you know? And we have to remember that it's not the devil biting you, coming after you. It's the idea of you need to take up responsibility. The most honorable thing to me in your stance as an adult is taking up responsibility, because that speaks of your maturity. Children blame everyone else. I didn't do it, Mommy. She did it. He did it. And yet we have Christians today, to this very day, that are grown adults that still look at life and say, oh, the devil is doing this to me, the devil is doing that to me. And I want somebody to say, you sound like a three-year-old. Grow up, put away childish things, and get into maturity and say, you know what, I'm a powerful creator in God. And because I am, I've got to take a responsibility to recognize I am reaping what I sowed. And if I don't like it, then change the course of history by starting today, being strategic, and plant the seeds we need to plant. And when you do that, then guess what? Your tomorrow is going to be brighter. And it's going to be the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter. Why? Because they know how to plant seeds strategically to where they know what their tomorrow is going to look like. And if we sit here and say, oh, the devil's doing this, the devil's doing that, oh, I just pray the devil away. Well, you know what you're doing actually is you're acting like a five-year-old. Because the truth is, you've got to begin to realize that, you know what, I don't have time to blame someone else. I don't have time to blame God, the devil, people, my neighbors, my spouse. Oh, my spouse just keeps me from reading the Bible. Unless they chain you to the bed or chain you to the door, you know, and force you not to read, no, it's not their fault, it's your fault. Okay? You know, we've got to grow up, because when you blame someone else, it speaks a lot of immaturity. And I don't care if it's the devil or demons or whatever. If you are a mature adult, you say, you know what? Hey, somehow in my life, somehow something's coming back to get me or bite me because of the seeds I've sown. I need to be a mature adult to say, I need to shift this around. And even in my hard time today, I need to start planting seeds to where my tomorrow will look great. And when you're going through a hard time, folks, if you don't strategically mature right then and start planting like crazy everything that you need to plant, then if you don't, you will not have a tomorrow set up. And your tomorrow will be an extension of the month that you've reaped. Think about that. Because seeds, once a seed is planted, it takes root. If a seed is not planted, you're going to have a blah season. You're going to have a void season, which basically means if you're having a bad month, it's just going to carry over. Because think about it. The worst thing in our lives is lacking vision. Without a vision, the people perish. So this month it must have felt like I am perishing because everything's going crazy with me. That's because you lacked the wisdom to know how to handle that season when you planted seeds of weeds. And now they come back to bite you. Come on, folks. And when you strategically say, you know what, I'm going through a hard time right now, but I will make sure that I'm strategically planting seeds to where my tomorrow is going to be better, so I can reverse the curse. I can turn things around. Isn't it interesting how the Bible says He will turn all things around for our good? Think about that. Turn all things around. So God obviously strategically is training us and showing us, be a co-creator in me, start shifting your life, thinking positive, putting your thoughts out there, planting seeds into the universe, into creation, into the spirit realm, into the supernatural, whatever you want to call it, plant seeds in the unknown, and you will reap a harvest in the seen realm. Plant seeds in the unknown, you get stuff back in the seen realm. It's just a known fact. Because you want to be able to plant seeds to where your tomorrow is going to be saying, you know what, hey, all I can do is bring you back of the very things you sowed. And if you think about it, you know, there's an old saying that says, basically the universe doesn't care about what you sow. All it knows to do is just to send back to you the very thing you put out there. And I believe God set it up that way to where we understand that it's not about God saying, oh, poor baby, you've gone through so much this month. You've just gone through so much. God love you. The devil must just be after you. Or excuse me, instead of God love you, it'd be I love you, you know. The devil must be after you. God love you. No. You know what God's saying is, you know, as a son of God, as a daughter of God, you've got to begin to understand you're lacking the knowledge, you're lacking vision, because you didn't know how to plant seeds strategically. And God will treat us that way because He loves us so much to begin to say, I want you to grow up and be like me and mimic my son, Christ. And as you do that, powerful things are going to begin to take off. And that's what I want to see happen to each one of you. So in this season right now, if you're having a bad season, if you're having a great season, if all is well or all is horrible, it doesn't matter, because you've got to say, you know what? Jeremy's right. I got to plow the ground. I got to put my hand to the plow and not look back. Isn't it interesting how the Bible even says that? Put your hand to the plow and not look back. It's making it plain to you, what is a plow? A plow tears up the ground. It takes the hard soil and turns it around to where it pulls in the good soil that's underneath it. And so guess what? Put your hand to the plow and start plowing. And plow right now to where your tomorrow is going to be so at a place where the seed's going to grow, and you're going to find the harvest is going to be plentiful. It's going to be a blessing. It's going to be full of favor, and you're going to have a great season. I want this for each one of you. So I want to encourage all of you to go right now to the website, identitynetwork.net, and order or download. You can order hard copies, and I'll autograph it for you. Or you can download the book and ebook to the Belief combo. Belief book and the Belief workbook. Belief is something you've got to begin to understand. And a lot of times, you have to remember, your beliefs are actually seeds planted as well. Beliefs are nothing more than seeds that are constantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, being impregnating the ground of your future. And so if your belief system, you know, if you feel like your life is just horrible, it just keeps on getting horrible, I'm always under attack, I'm always, you know, going through this, going through that, again, you know what you do? You got to reevaluate your beliefs, because your beliefs are constant seeds being planted, because your beliefs are enforcing and reinforcing the power of what you believe is real for you. And so don't think for a moment it won't come back to bite you. So you want to make sure, with all that's in you, you want to make sure that you are understanding a healthy belief system and adapting to that healthy belief system. If you want to order the books, you're welcome to call our office and order them, or you can go online, identitynetwork.net, and order and download the Beliefs book and workbook today. So thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. You guys are awesome. Don't forget my Facebook Live on Facebook Identity Network at 10 a.m. Central Time on Monday morning. We would love to see you be there and be a part of this amazing live teaching I do. All right, so you guys have a blessed day, and don't forget today to go and create the reality in which you want today. God bless you.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.